Wars collection, the Millennium Falcon, that you put together.
This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
All right, everybody, welcome to Yes, Have Some Toy Anxiety. It is Tuesday night. We're live. We don't always have a special guest, but tonight we have a special guest. It's more of a dance party than anything. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Toy Anxiety. My name is Craig Goldberg. We're in Atlanta, Georgia. We're in Vancouver, we're in Valdosta, and we're in North Carolina. Joining us, Jay from Geek Dad Life. Thank you for joining us. I'm glad I know your first name, because a lot of times you're just referring to toy people as their channel name. You're like, all right, so I'm having a conversation with Retro Blasting and Analog Toys last night. Yeah. Are those, is that their Christian names?
Who names their child Retro Blasting?
Who would name their child Retro Blasting? Jay, how are you, man?
Doing well. Doing well. Really excited to be here. My wife was like, is this the first time you've been on like another thing or another YouTube channel? I was like, I think so. I think it's my first like time being invited to a different channel. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Really, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we connected last week. I've been watching your stuff since I think you were the first person to get your hands on the Fright Features figures last year.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like,
that SOB.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was more that. Who the fuck is this guy? And how does he already have me?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of this guy. And all of a sudden now he's got like a million followers. This doesn't make any sense. That was our chat.
That's what we said.
That was Ryan. Yeah.
We all said, who the fuck is this guy, about each other until we became friends.
Yeah, I still feel that way about everybody.
It's so true. People don't realize that's how toy collectors treat each other. And
yeah.
Yeah, it's adversarial mostly until you talk and realize competitive. Like, everybody's nice. Exactly. Everybody's pretty damn nice. Jay, you know, you're more than welcome anytime. This is your first time here. I want to talk about your channel. I want to talk about, you know, the center of the toy universe was Geek Dad Life on Sunday night.
The Nexus.
Was that your biggest stream you've done?
Stream, yeah.
Yeah.
We've had a couple like get into the, I don't know, the tens of thousands afterwards, but like thousands, like while it's happening.
Yeah.
And the chat going insane. Like, can't even keep up with it. Like, it was nuts. That was just insane.
You're different than me. You were like, no super chats. I would have been like, bring them on.
I thought the same thing.
I was trying to make it seem like I was trying to seem as neutral as possible. So I asked him, I was like, I will give all the ad revenue to charity. Like, I don't even just don't even want anything. Just
right.
Try to give you a space. Yeah. And so then I was like, well, super chats. I don't want people to feel like they can pay to have their questions on. So I was just like, just no super chats.
Gotcha.
We encourage people to pay to have their questions
on. Please.
Yes.
Super chat away.
Yeah. It's the only way we will acknowledge you.
Chat was great, though. I wanted to acknowledge that, and I wanted to acknowledge our chat, which is great right now too. We've got tons of people watching. I just wanted to say hi to all of you.
Not a thousand, but there's a good amount of people watching.
It's good for
now,
us.
Now I've been thinking about, you know, we got to host our own debate soon, so I'm waiting for more drama to happen in the toy community, and I will put it out there. No, actually, I will say this, Jay, you guys did an incredible job. If people don't know what we're talking about, I think we should at least acknowledge the elephant in the room. There's no elephant, but Jay, you kind of, there was this, I don't want to say feud, but this lively YouTube
debate.
Channel discussion going on between Retro Blasting and the toy guru, Scott Knightley, who, by the way, we've had on our show, and anybody in the Ghostbusters community knows toy guru. Jay, you offered your services as a moderator. Jake, by the way, this is the most excited I've seen Jake in years to watch this debate. You were so happy and excited about this.
I love watching people argue with each other, and when it's over, when it's over something like toys and like UPS and you know, having your face put on a, it was the most exciting, but also maybe the most sad thing I watched that day.
Sad for those guys. There was a pay-per-view on that night too. There was a WWE that was still the saddest thing.
I think what we should do is get each of those guys, tell them, just tell them we're bringing them on the show. Don't tell them they're both on, and just put them in a blind rematch.
Oh, I love it.
Jay, I'm going to cut back to you in 1 second. I do have super chats to acknowledge. JKey499, there's more where this came from, and if you refer to this guy as non-canon Jay.
Non-canon.
And Geek Dad Life is like, why did I agree to this?
That
and
means then, Jay is canon Jay.
Ray Cameron, I'm pissed YouTube takes half of this. Didn't know that till the other debate. Yeah, I knew that. Oh my God, you guys are being very generous tonight. Super chat, I owe Abby a Jar Jar for crashing Craig talking.
Dude.
Yes. So.
That was incredible. That was an incredible moment.
There you go. It's kind of a thing.
Batteries in this for my birthday. So,
All right. So Jay, you kind of said you'll host the debate on your all joking aside, you did a great job. Lots of people watching, lots of back and forth. You handled the stress well, so congratulations. How are you feeling a couple of days coming out of it?
You know, I think I said before we went live, like I'm still recovering. Like there's still like so much tension that went into that, and you know, I really got a kick out of y'all's coverage of it last week, and I wish it was more like that. I wish it was more like, let's just make like a WWE match.
That's the goal. Celebrity death match.
Yeah, you know, just like, I was like, let's have fun with it. And then like kind of in the conversation, and it was just, it turned very quickly into, all right, we're going to exchange agreed upon topics. This much time. And I was like, okay, well, this isn't going to be that. So let's just do our best to, for me to get out of everybody's way and
let them do their thing.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody, we're not going to spend too much time talking about it. I think it all speaks for itself. You can watch it on the Geek Dad Life YouTube channel.
But I will say,
yes,
the post debate show, honestly, one of the best things I've ever done. And I got to thank Craig. But actually, less you, more Abby interrupting with the charger.
Yeah,
thank you. Our Popeyes had arrived.
I could see the annoyance in Craig's eyes when that was happening.
I was not happy.
We called
about
that
it.
A domestic.
Yeah, we
he
do.
Was like, "You're lucky we can't pause right now."
Yeah, before I went in, I was like, "Should I do it?"
Well,
or
because
should I not? I was like,
we
no,
had ordered Popeyes delivery, and all of a sudden, I see a large Diet Coke coming through the door.
Do you need this?
And
really
I was
came
like,
to bring
"Get
Jar
out of here! I don't need it." We've one more.
You know, we are live here, yes. Jar Jar.
Oh yeah.
Riley that's, Bob, the crossover Kurt. Continues, loving the YouTubers.
Riley Bob, love you. Love
the best
you,
YouTubers, bringing joy back to collecting. That's the the goal here.
That dude
that's
was the goal, in the chat. The chat was on fire, by the way, for like the post show.
Yeah, there was
really
so much
great.
Fun.
A lot of
Jay,
YHS
I appreciate
people.
You. Look at all this love. This is great. Until this we start talking about PulseCon, then the shit's
sad
gonna hit
comments
the fan,
again. And Jessica, the tenders did get cold.
Yeah.
To respond to your question, they did.
No.
But they were still good because they're Popeyes.
Well, maybe
Popeyes. Wouldn't you want to do the chicken sandwich? I mean, I feel like that's
sandwich is great.
You have to, but we got tenders.
You know, but maybe your tenders wouldn't get cold if you guys just like stopped ordering your food in the middle of every podcast.
Oh, we're going to do that tonight.
It's like a trope where you put your headphones down and go get
the food. Yeah.
Well,
Jake, if they don't order in the middle of the podcast, someone in the chat will.
Yes. Well,
so.
So Jay, let's talk about Geek Dad Life. Give us a little bit of your history with toy collecting and creating content, because I've been really impressed. Like, no, all joking aside, your reviews are great. You do really great in-depth coverage, and obviously you're a Ghostbusters fan, and what's better than that? Like, because there's, you know, it's like a community. Like, you feel a kinship, I would say.
Yeah, well, like for me, the internet, the way I got into the internet was Ghostbusters. I think we didn't get the internet until like 98 or 99, but my buddy You know, you remember your kid, your childhood, his name was Manoli Yannakakis. He's still around, but he had the internet
first. That's a great name.
Yeah.
Right? Manoli Yannakakis. He's out there if you're watching. But anyways, he had a computer with the internet, and he was like, have you heard about Ghostbusters 3? And again, because I've been a diehard Ghostbusters
fan. Yeah.
And I was like, what?
This is all of our story.
I was like, you sure this wasn't Craig?
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. Like, just went and read all of the rumors and, you know, all the, like, Ghostbusters homepage and what is
it? HQ?
Yeah,
GDHQ, Proton Charging.
Proton Charging, thank you. And Slime Central?
Spook Central.
Spook Central.
Paul Rudolph.
Spook Central. Spook Central.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. No, you're good.
But yeah, so just fell in love. And then there was a, and then when I really fell in love, there's this gentleman named Crispin had the Ghostbusters action figure web, I think was this website.
Yes, remember that? I know the site. Yep. It used to be up for like the longest time.
Well, so that was up for a little, and then it went down. And then I made basically, I tried to find all those pictures and made like a new version with his permission called the Ghostbuster Toy Archive. I started that website in the early 2000s or something like that. So like at the time, like being on the Ghostbusters message board, which was on GBHQ, and then I got moved to Ghostbusters.net. Like all my like early internet experiences were in the Ghostbuster community. So it's very near and dear to my heart. And that's how I kind of like learned, you know, internet
that
stuff.
Ghostbusters 3 was never coming out until like a
that
month
the
from
internet
now.
Was full of lies.
Well, I printed out because I didn't have internet at home, so I printed out like everything from his like I used up all the
internet,
all the rumors and everything, so I just have it in a folder and I could just go and read it and just like, you know, imagine the day.
Well, it's kind of funny like that we've all become pretty close friends with Troy Benjamin over the years. I consider him a really good buddy, and you know, GBHQ was my like I literally thought like. There was that thing when you go on the website, it would say, like, Troy Benjamin built this website using an iMac. And I was like, he must be so rich. It's unbelievable.
Only to find out he was 14 years old and, like, fucking killed it. Yeah. Right? Like,
I was looking up to those guys. And it's kind of funny that all these years later, it's a lot of the same people.
Really weird. Yeah, because I hang out with Chris Stewart on a regular basis of Proton Charging and... You know, yeah, and we do shows with Troy. Yeah, it's
crazy.
Awesome.
It's crazy.
It's fate. Cool. It's destiny. We were all meant to meet each other and hang out.
This was meant to be. Jay, let's talk about toy collecting. Are you a lifelong collector? Are you a sold everything at a garage sale and now I'm piecing it back together collector? I want to know. I want to know the story here.
Pretty much a lifelong collector, right? I think a lot of us had this experience of maybe Power of the Force 2 where it was like transitioning from... I play with toys too. I don't want to stop playing with toys, but it's kind of becoming socially unacceptable for me to play with toys. So I'm going to collect toys, and it just never stopped. And so I've always collected toys. I've always had a collection. I have definitely sold it down, like in the lean years, like when I was a poor college student, didn't have any money, but always kept like a core group of Ghostbusters and a few others. But really have been a collector forever. So this collection that I have, you know, parts of it have been with me my whole life, and then just being a collector 30 years or something like that. So
amazing.
I have a bit of a personal question to go with that.
Oh boy.
No. It's not gonna get typical Ryan Dole personal question.
Okay.
It's the like at what point, like what were you collecting when that went from playing with to collecting? Because for me it was like going from like kind of playing with Turtles, but then now I'm collecting Toy Biz X-Men.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, it was kind of like a bit of both. Like, but I if I had to, like, I am a collector now, it was Power of the Force 2. Like, because there was the Dark Ages of Star Wars. The only Star Wars I had was just, like, hand-me-downs. And so it was just this desperation for something Star Wars, and then those came out, and I was like, I'm going to collect these.
That's awesome.
And then I kept them in the box for years because I knew these figures were going to be worth a ton of money.
Yeah. Well,
and
how big
they
is
are
your,
to my heart?
Your Power of the Force mansion. All
those ones I collected, but you know, and you know, I got ridiculed like by it's just it's funny like pre geek being the prevalent culture.
Yeah.
Like being a collector in the 90s, like your friends, like, what a nerd. Like,
yeah.
Why do you keep in the box, weirdo.
Like you have all
I'm buying this for my cousin's birthday. Do you mind? Like, I need this Batman Forever Robin.
Yeah.
For him, or, not me.
That's funny. You're checking out. Like, I'm just like, oh, yeah, my nephew's really going to like this toy.
Mm-hmm.
It was like there was a, I mean, that stigma was always there. It's not, it's just not there anymore.
No,
it's so funny. Not there anymore that grown men are literally having debates about yes. action figures. And yes. it's awesome. And by the way, Michael French, I don't know if you guys heard, also a lifelong toy collector.
I knew that. Yeah. I heard that.
He was. That's what he said. I mean, by the way, I respect the hell out of those guys because literally my heart was pounding watching it because to get up there and do that. Yeah, I don't know.
It was nuts. Like, honestly, it was so stressful, so incredibly stressful. And because, like, if you rewatch, I haven't been able to rewatch it, but Michael, and it was his strategy was to like stare directly into the camera the whole time.
Yeah, very like, intensely.
And that was his. And you know, I've seen like whatever he's. I'm actually a patron of his, so I saw his post with you, and that was his strategy.
Right. What? Hold on. Right. Yeah. He at one point you can tell it's a full on act though because at one point when he pulled his notes up. He pulled his notes up, and they looked like Abby's notes. They were like, there was like things circled,
real ones?
And there was like drawings on them. I was like, he had fun writing those notes.
Listen, I'm going to say one thing about, I know retroblasting is a little of a polarizing content creator. There are people who absolutely love what he does. There are people who get really rubbed the wrong way, whatever. Doesn't matter to me. I know how much work goes into doing YouTube stuff, so I have respect for that. And he's built a really great audience. The funniest, Abby was rewatching it today. I laughed so hard at the point where he grabbed his notes and he was looking kind of away and he goes, there's just so much going on right now. And I just, I laughed. It was such a great line.
I kind of empathize. I understand.
It was great. It was great. And like, you know, I think they both brought arguments to the table, and I honestly think they could continue. Like, I want that to be a weekly show.
Round two.
I think they should start a podcast together. I 100% would listen to those guys. They're such different people.
Yeah.
That they, like, even with, like, a little bit of butting heads, at the end when they were both like, oh, well, I had fun. I want to continue. I was like, these guys need to do this.
It's like modern politics. Like, you get two opposing sides.
Yes.
I've had post conversations with both. I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, man.
I wish it would. I really wish it would. But I think Michael's done, and that's fine. Like, I think you're right. I think they got across exactly what they wanted to get across. I think they gave the exact picture that they wanted to give. And I think it was kind of like the classic political thing, like both sides think they won or did their part. And that's fine. I think just let them have that. And hopefully both sides can kind of just move on. But I do agree that I it was so compelling. It was so stressful and like just absolutely insane. I've done internet things for a long time. Like I've done I did a Lost podcast. That was the other thing I did for a long time.
Time out. Hold on. We got to talk about that.
Yeah.
No, keep going.
But
finish
also, I just want to say a political debate, 100% continue.
Yes, there you go.
But out of all the things I've done on the internet, that was the most intense, insane thing I've ever done. And I do think it's true. I think it'd be great if it wasn't, I think, a real, like...
There's actual animosity there.
Yeah.
Real animosity. If there wasn't that there, I do agree. I feel like the collector versus the industry person.
Yeah. Because it definitely had, like, an Ian Malcolm Gennaro kind of vibe. Like, you know, Michael or Retroblasting was kind of like, you know, the industry is, you know, blood-sucking, greedy, you know, assholes, basically. You know, Scott was like, yeah, that's what being a company is.
We love money.
We love that.
The point is to make money.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And there's a moment where he's like, I'm okay with predatory practices.
Yeah, it got a little weird. Like, you know, hold on. My other favorite moment was when Michael was when Retroblasting was saying he worked for UPS, and Scott was like, yes, you worked for UPS, which means you could probably make informed opinions and conversations about the practices happening at FedEx. And Michael was like, no, I couldn't. And Scott was like, yes, you could. And I was just like,
he was like empowering him while arguing with him. It was great.
It was interesting. It was a good dynamic. But hey, we're going to circle back. I want to talk about the Lost podcast at some point.
Yeah.
You're talking to some Lost fans here.
All the time.
Yeah. Not McFarlane Lost fans, but Lost fans.
Not Shannon laying down on the beach. But,
that was a weird figure, right? Yeah. That's a weird...
Who wants... I don't know.
That wouldn't fly. That wouldn't fly in today's world, rightfully so.
Jake, what's the state of your Lost figure collection?
They're all in a box in my closet.
I love that.
To me, the Jorge Hurley one was the best set of.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, that was cool.
Well, I like the Hatch kind of playset that's got the smaller figure. Like, that's really cool, but
That was like the pre like McFarlane doing really amazing stuff. That was like the statues.
Yeah, it was like post. Yeah. It was kind of in that Spawn vein, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like, this is a big bulky plastic figure that I guess technically is a toy. By the way, I love Todd McFarlane, no offense. Jay, we always show off our purchases.
I bought them.
So why don't we participate? I love that. So what we'll do is we kind of round table it. So why don't you're our guest, you can start us off. And I had a medium week. Did you guys have?
I have a light week.
You have a light week?
I got a few things, yeah.
I got a couple things, too.
Cool.
And Jay, I want to know by the end of the show who your favorite and your least favorite Lost characters were. I think it's a telling question to ask.
Welcome to Lost Anxiety, everybody.
Oh, he's got a stack. I love this.
Sit back.
Look at that. It's not even a stack. That's a heap.
All right, Jay, start us off. What'd you pick up this week, man?
Well, so I learned right before coming on, you all used to live in Raleigh for a moment and have frequented a flea market that we have here in Raleigh.
Absolutely.
And it was the last weekend this weekend. The state fair.
Fair's coming. I love that fair. Good fair.
God, me too.
So it's kind of like the last hurrah of flea market hunting, so to speak. So there was this one vendor there. Had a bunch of stuff that was like super cheap, like almost like clearance new stuff. So I got the vintage child.
Oh, nice.
Beauty.
I bundled it, but I got that.
Retro collection.
Super 7. Super Mikey. Cool.
God, you know, I've been so reluctant to pick up those Super 7 TMNT figures, but that's a good looking figure.
Well, yeah. I resisted the whole time, but then the toy show, like the Raleigh toy show the previous week, I traded something to one of my buddies, and he had a bunch of Super 7 Turtle stuff. So I was like, you know what? Let me get these. Like, I'll trade you for this. And he was like, cool. So I was like, well, let me get this too. So now I have like three, and I never expected to have any. So that's how it goes, right?
That's how it happens.
Let's round table it so we don't, you know, all go off crazy at once. We gotta, you know, I don't want to say anything dirty, but we'll hold off. Also in the chat. Sorry, Jay.
Are you trying to say we're taking turns?
We're gonna take some turns. That way, everybody gets to participate. It's like Christmas morning. You can't have one person opening all the presents. Yeah. Everyone's gonna get mad.
You want to be Santa?
Let us know in the chat what you've been picking up this week, and we'll put some of your pickups in there. I guess I can go real quick. That's not really a toy. I did post this on Instagram, and I'm very excited about it. So I did get my signed Harold Ramis piece in. This is from one of the DVD scrapbooks, authenticated by our good friends at the Containment Unit. There are tons of fake Harold Ramis autographs out there. So many that 90% of the time when somebody posts their signed Ghostbuster stuff on, you know, your Facebook groups, you're like, I don't want to be the one to tell you, but be careful and buy real autographs. And that's all I have to say about that. Other than I think it would be really cool to get Dan and Ernie and, you know, Bill Murray to add to this.
Containment unit.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the hard part, the Bill Murray, because I got Dan's autograph on the Crystal Skull.
Yep.
I got the record. I got him to sign that and the Ghostbusters record. And then I got Ernie Hudson to sign it because, you know, he does the conventions and stuff.
Yep.
but I've gone to Charleston because he hangs out in Charleston all the time.
And I've records
the games
just in case, because so many people have good stories that live there.
Of just running into him. Yeah, we've talked about that.
Craig, that's kind of like your Slimer mask.
I now have a Slimer mask. Jake, I will say that, no offense, because that's a good mask you have, but I would take my one Harold Ramis autograph versus the autographs on your Slimer mask.
I would too. My comment is not about the autographs that's on it. It's about the weirdest thing that you're getting autographed.
Well, listen.
It's a conversation starter.
People walk in and they go, oh, why is
your... Oh, is that a booklet out of an old DVD case that Harold Ramis' autograph on?
Why did he tell you good luck? Were you about to go to the Olympic trials or something?
Our weirdest autograph is Ernie Hudson on a flower pot.
It is.
We've told the story before.
We've told the story. We don't have to retell
it. We'll tell it
part of the slime
time.
Blower. Don't worry about it.
All right, Jake. You're up, man.
Cool. So this thing I got here that I'm going to show off, I actually got this like a month or two ago, and I've been forgetting. I forgot to show it off.
Okay.
You remember when I showed off all those Ceratopsian figures that I got from the Beasts of the Mesozoic? They do those Kickstarters. I found some in a store, and they did this like special edition glow in the dark one.
I love that.
Whoa!
And I just found it in a store in St. Augustine, Florida. So I picked it up.
I love glow in the dark.
Yeah, this is such a cool like throwback looking paint job. I love it.
That's great. I've been checking out that. Maybe we'll talk about it in the news. That Beast of the Mesozoic Kickstarter for the T-Rex.
Yeah,
that's happening
the Tyrannosaur's going right now. And you know, like when they did the Raptor Kickstarter and the Triceratops Kickstarter, I bought as much as I could. But I have learned from their last two. Like it's fully funded. It's fully funded, and it went live days ago. Every Kickstarter they've done, the figures have been like widely available afterward. You can get on like Big Bad Toy Store right now and buy them.
Right.
So I'm not like too worried with like making sure I get everything I want on the Kickstarter, because they're not cheap.
Right. This is a funny
comic. They kind of remind me of adult versions of the ones that those small glow in the dark dinosaurs you would get when you're like in elementary school.
Yes.
Baducci Studio says, I recently picked up a bunch of Dino Riders. I'm poor and on the edge of poverty now. Mm. Yes. Life of a toy.
Worth it.
Worth it.
We all are.
Worth it.
Upper echelon.
Real quick, speaking of Dino Riders, the new Kickstarter for the Tyrannosaurs, they have a special Tyrannosaur that you can only get from the Kickstarter that is painted like the Tyrannosaur from the Dino Riders. And there's also the box art is by the artist who did the Dino Riders.
I love that.
Very cool.
I love when stuff like that happens.
Glow in the dark toys, when you turn the light off in the toy room and they light up, is my favorite thing. I love it.
It's a good feeling.
It's a good feeling. It's a good moment.
Yeah. Makes a man feel warm inside.
It scares me a little bit, honestly.
I hope Super 7 makes an Ultimates Mr. Burns that glows in the dark.
That would be amazing. Okay. Jay, what were you saying, buddy?
Oh, I'm saying that when your Echo glows, still glow when you turn off the lights.
Oh.
That's a magical thing.
Oh!
Wait, Jay, are you...
Hold on.
We got to ask you a question here. Are you part of the Ecto Glow Club?
I guess so. Is it if you own Ecto Glows, you're part of the club?
Well,
Ecto Glow Elite.
Ecto Glow, we are circling the wagon of creating challenge coins for anybody who can show us they
and
have...
members club jackets.
A complete loose or Minton card collection of Ecto Glows.
I have complete, but I miss, it's probably hard to see, but you can see them there in the Egan's Lab.
I see a Filmation Ghost Command, my white whale.
And an Eternia.
Oh,
look
I like
at this guy.
Dude, just show off your turn.
Ryan,
this is so hot. This
flex.
Is like pornography for,
total flex.
For us, man. This is like
USS flag.
What are you gonna do with it?
I love it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Look at that USS flag. Oh, dude, the size and girth of that baby is hot.
Oh.
Jay, I gotta say that is an impressive. You know, we are all subscribers, and we are lifelong subscribers to Playset magazine. And I think you might be, you know, Mr. October this year. That's pretty good.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. Playsets are my thing. So I call that the playset wall. I wanted a wall that when we moved in this house, I was like, this is perfect.
This is my playset room.
Exactly. This is like I can finally put all of my favorite play sets against one wall or corner with the Eternia. And that's what I went with. So
I will say this. Not too many toy collectors have Eternia, USS Flag, and the Filmation Ghost Command, and you know everything else you have there. So
yeah, maybe the three of us that's together could combine that.
I don't.
At some point.
And the thing is, the
You got like a Captain Planet room, you know.
Stop it.
The Flag and Eternia were wild caught. Like I found them, like, you know, not paying full price for them.
Sorry.
I was going to say, when our powers combined.
Jay, you're not being laughed at.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Oh, that's what you meant.
That's what I meant by Captain Planet.
I thought you meant
to come together to make something.
Craig's collection, like, yeah, you'd have play sets if you didn't have, wasn't filled
with Captain
Planet. It might have been both.
Oh, yeah, like it's above Jake to make fun of me for buying Captain Planet figures 6 months ago.
Wait, there's nothing wrong with Captain Planet.
I love Captain Planet.
Hold on. There's not anything wrong with Captain Planet. Craig, how's that collection going?
Aww.
It's in the same state it was the day I started it. And I bought a bunch of them at a toy show, and it's moving slowly. But I really like it. Oh, and also, sorry, much like retroblasting, I am an anti-capitalist environmentalist, and I love Captain Planet.
The only reason I asked you that is because I was like
the planet in 30 years.
The only reason I asked is because I was like 60% sure you had gotten rid of them.
Oh no, I still have them.
Dude, that's great. The mask figures are gone though.
That's funny. No, they're not.
Well, I thought they. Well,
hey,
wait.
You know what? We have a guest. Now is not
I'm
the
sorry,
time to just shit on the host.
I'm here for it. Let's do it.
Ryan, what do you got,
sorry.
Man? Jay, Jay, your room's incredible. Good
yeah,
stuff,
it is.
Man.
We really like
yeah,
that.
Dude, that shit's hot. That shit's hot. I love, dude. You and I are like special.
Oh,
like,
wow.
More so than the other ones here, because I have an Eternia and a complete set of Ecto Glows. You and I are like bonded with like cool shit, you know? Fuck, we rule.
Should we leave our own stream right now?
Yeah, we should just. Can we get our own room? Can we get like seven
a
seconds
breakout,
of heaven or
let's
whatever?
Do a breakout ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I got Black Series Junior. Darth Maul, Clone Wars. Ooh, I took him out of package already because he's just too damn cool for school. He's a...
that's a great looking figure.
He's one of my favorite characters in the Clone Wars. I love the Clone Wars cartoon a lot. And this figure's just fucking badass.
It's a cool figure.
Like, they just did such a good job on him. And, you know, for you know, a collector's line that is pretty much on its last dying breath. It's pretty good. Nice, Abby.
Yeah. Craig's
sweet.
Like,
now we're like twins. Now we need our own room. Now we need our own
cool
side.
Shit.
Now me and Jake. Hey, guess room. What? Me and Jake are twins because we're both annoyed with both of you.
Let me have my fun.
Hey, by the way, Jay, just to let you know, we lovingly refer to the Vintage Collection Star Wars here as Black Series Junior. Because it makes we makes people mad and it's fun.
Oh, I love that. I think, yeah, the God that Ahsoka Darth Maul lightsaber battle is one of my favorite things in Star Wars ever.
It's very cool.
Yes,
it's very cool.
Yep, I'm with you.
I want those two figures. I have the 6-inch Ahsoka, but they haven't done a Darth Maul to go along, like at least that version of Darth Maul.
Right,
so
right.
I want them to cancel one of the lines just so they can focus on one.
Right.
Thank you. See, he gets me. Thank you.
But I think the 3¾ ones look way better than the Ahsoka 6-inch ones. So
yeah, no, I mean
you made the right choice.
Yeah,
I love my Black Series figures, but I get it. I understand. It's a debate that will be going on for ages. Speaking of Black Series Junior, I did pick up the Offworld Jawa.
Nice.
I picked up two of these actually because I'm gonna have to army build these things for my Razor Crest, which I was lovingly blamed for backing and getting delayed by Hasbro.
I was wondering who it was.
It was me. You would have had it sooner, but Craig decided to buy one. I'll show off a couple things. I got another Star Wars thing here. I did get the Black Series Rika. which is the deluxe figure. Figure?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm doing that. But
is he the potential peg warmer of the year?
I was talking about this on the after show the other night. There's a lot of these hanging up at Walmart.
I haven't seen one yet in my neck of the woods.
I haven't either.
Yeah, you'll be seeing them. You'll be seeing them in the clearance aisle.
I like them.
Oh, you will be.
Mm-hmm. As soon as those crates are unloaded off the ocean, you're going to be covered in them.
Yeah.
Jake, were you going to say something?
Jessica Parker said that we've missed a JK Super Chat.
What?
And I just wanted to point that out before God. It got too far.
Hey,
wow, he's already not canon.
I got it. Abby, if you could at least read it out loud.
Okay.
Oh, I found it.
There you go. You found it.
Other Jay, is that a Shogun Warriors Godzilla in the background? Also, I dig those Inhumanoids. You're still not canon though.
Wow. It is. So that's Shogun.
There he is. Yep.
Very cool. And then I have Evil Kermit, or what was he in that Caspian Kermit right there?
Is that a Maddie Collector hoverboard back there too?
Maddie Collector hoverboard right there.
Damn. You know, every time somebody says that, Toy Guru goes into like Static Shock or something.
are we calling him Toy Guru or He-Man Celebrity? I'm trying to.
I love that.
Well, listen, I put an offer in on a Motu Classics Mighty Spector figure on eBay because after all, he sold me on it. The 30 minute spiel on how that got made, I was like, I gotta have this figure. It's He-Man.
I wanted it after Retro Blaster did a video about it.
Yeah. I sold mine so fast when it came in, it was gone.
Bye bye.
I assume it's going to be in the news today, but how about George Lucas also putting his
figure?
I've got it.
Wow. Can you believe that the guy that wrote Star Wars just gave himself his own figure?
How dare you?
Makes me sick.
What a segue. I had it pulled up. I'm not sure. You know, they say that's George Lucas. I'm not 100% convinced it is.
Bobby... how do you say his name from SNL?
Bobby Moynihan.
Bobby Moynihan.
Yeah. It's a Bobby Moynihan. We're getting a Black Series George Lucas in Stormtrooper disguise.
I'm buying that.
So to your point about like a calendar picture, like he just looks very debonair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He looks more like the most interesting man in the world guy.
Yes.
George Lucas.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't always shoot at Jedi with my blaster, but when I do, I miss.
But I look good. He looks very debonair.
There you go. There you
right?
go.
It's just like, I'm feeling things I've never felt before.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that his armor was flannel, though.
Oh my god. You could put him in a little mall setting so he could have his Chinese food.
Right. I will.
Ones they can do a flannel one.
They can do a flannel
right.
one.
Technology.
They can do it. They can do it. Yeah. And maybe we'll get some customs. I want a George Lucas custom.
Yeah.
Jay, what else you got, man? I think you're up. Oh, Abby, I'm sorry. What do you got?
No, Abby hasn't gone.
I haven't gone. I'll show. I really only have one thing that's
show
to
it.
Show.
Show it. I'm very sorry.
A coworker of mine gifted this to me. My friend Christina, her husband Jeremy, was actually like thrifting in. I think like. A little north of the city and went to a thrift store and he found these suspenders, which are original Ghostbusters 1984. It has the Columbia Pictures thing on the back.
No bootleg suspenders.
No bootleg.
And the real deal.
She gave me two of them. So I got two pairs of suspenders. Yeah,
that shit's trademarked.
Yeah,
and they're different.
Yeah, they look different. They're gorgeous. Am I going to wear them? I'd love to.
Are you both going to wear them? I feel like you both have.
I don't think I will.
I don't know if we
these were made for small, tiny children.
You better wear those to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
panel.
I'm planning on it.
One of those are actual suspenders, and the other ones are recasts, I think, the red ones.
Okay.
Yeah, you know how the Ghostbusters sense. Prop building sense. Community is.
Yeah.
Those are throwing chickens.
Yeah. Stop, dude. I'm going to mold... cast and mold these and start reselling. No, I really would like to wear it. Even if I have to get like special shorts or something. That probably didn't need to be said, but I definitely want to wear these
special
in New York.
Shorts.
I'm not getting special shorts.
Are you talking
wondering
like soccer
if
mom
Abby
jeans
knows how
made
suspenders
into shorts?
Hey,
work.
I thought what if
like really high waisted?
Yeah,
like
dude. Thank you, Jay. You're right on the same page as me. I would like them to be higher waisted because I think they might be, you know, they're for children.
Yeah.
Well.
There you go. There you go, everyone. That's what I got.
Jay, what's up? You're next. What do you got?
Also at the flea market, one of my friends picked up the Terror of Triclops.
Oh, the new Origins. Very cool.
Nice. New Origins one. I got that. And then picked up speaking of McFarlane earlier, but I got picked up the Robin. That's the last one I needed.
Those look great. The new McFarlane Batman figures look, they're the sculpts, the facial, you know, sculpts are really good.
Sculpts are fantastic. And then last but not least, you mentioned how I got those Fright Features figures like super early. When I got them again when they came out, famously the Winston and Peter didn't come with Slimer and the Terror Dog. Even though I already had those open, I was like, crap, am I never going to have those sealed now? Is that like my... But luckily, I found those today at Walmart when I was hunting for other figures. So
awesome.
Have both.
Oh, you found the variants in Walmart?
Yeah, at my Walmarts.
Interesting. I saw the Fright Feet. Briar Creek, let me tell you about the Qdoba I opened there.
OMG.
Which is probably not there anymore.
The Jason's Deli there is incredible.
It's just like all the Jason's Deli.
Yeah, which are all incredible.
There you go. I did not know that the variants were showing up in stores, so that's pretty cool.
Neither did I. I was like, I was going there because Wave 6 of MOTU Origins is showing up at Walmarts and a couple other things, so I was like, let me go there and see it.
Cool.
I need that buzz off.
Very cool.
There you go. Jake, you next?
Yeah, so I got this vintage from the 1998 masterpiece, Godzilla. I did get this gumball machine.
Oh my god.
What?
In its awesome packaging. Yeah, love it. It's got the nutritional facts of the gum there.
Oh, no vitamin C. There you weird go.
And it does have, it's still, I don't know if you can hear it, but
cool.
It does make noise. So yeah, picked up this guy and it's open, but like this is just a cool
gum? Yeah, is there gum involved?
Yeah, that's my question. Is there gum?
Can you eat it live?
Does it have tiny Godzillas in the gum like the movie?
Hold on, wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Must use part of the movie when he has gum.
You have to put money in this. It says must use quarters only.
You gotta put quarters in your own thing.
You have to put, yeah.
That's predatory.
That is predatory.
Is it a quarter bank? Is that what it's supposed to be? Quarter bank slash gumball?
Oh yeah, it's to save money. I see. Man, you're just holding the Hasbro Pulse of 1998 in your hand.
Mm-hmm. It's just called gumball machine. It just says nothing about banks. So. All
right. That's cool.
That's, yeah, that's more predatory. Like you didn't even realize.
Yeah. Dude, I would buy that, Jake. That's very cool.
Let me give a couple shout outs. You know, we've had a couple super chats from our buddy Jay Key, who co-hosts YHS on Monster Island with Jacob Walsh. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like he feels threatened on me right now, and I apologize.
No. Jay,
we're gonna have to host like a debate between the two Jays.
No. Jay Key has a running joke where he starts fake feuds with people. Jay is actually the nicest human being I've ever met.
He is,
and the is the reason I get up in the morning.
Dude, don't break kayfabe. Okay. Come on.
Right, exactly. You're right. He's an asshole. No. Jay, you want to check out his Instagram page, Toku Toy Town, for rare imported Japanese vinyl Godzilla, Kaiju, and Sifubi.
What was that again? I'm going to look it up and I'm going to follow it live. On
nice.
The, show.
The feud is over.
Toku
Toy Town.
Toku.
That's a flex.
T-O-K-U Toy Town. Toku Toy Town.
T-O-K-U Toy Town?
Toy Town.
Yes.
And I think we're all excited for the possibilities of Super 7 revealing their... There it is. Boom! A live follow.
Wow.
Whoa. Nice. Tony Taylor is throwing shade.
That's quite the flex.
All the toy companies.
Now, we
can
should
I
talk...
Say, can I talk about a quick spoiler from Monster Island?
Sure.
Sure.
They showed off a hot Cheeto Godzilla... He's like
what?
Neon orange, and he looks like a hot Cheeto, and I fell in love with it. I don't even collect Godzilla, but I was like, if they gave that thing Cheetah spots, I would buy that in an instant.
Nice.
They should have. That was one of Jay's figures of the week. You know, one of the things that Sofubi always does is have these weird colors, and it just looks like a Dorito. It looks like somebody crushed a bag of Cheetos and put it in a Godzilla mold.
It made it.
And took it out, yeah.
I love it.
Also, thank you for watching, Ryan.
And if you search Hot Cheeto Godzilla, you will find that there was a Hot Cheeto that looked like Godzilla that was sold on eBay.
I think Jake owns that.
I bet, dude.
I do want to say, by the way, our good buddy Tony Taylor Toys, you can still go to his website. He's completely sold out of everything. He's absolutely killing it. And we're working with Tony on a really cool project. We're not ready to talk about it publicly yet, but stay tuned for more news on that.
Is it action figures with your likenesses?
We're not 100% sure the people want that, but we're working on something pretty cool.
I'm willing to give it to them, though.
Yes, if they want it, we'll give
super,
it to them.
No, there's another super chat here from JK.
This new Jay is a keeper. Followed me before Tony Taylor Toys.
Yes, alliances.
I love these little communities. Okay, so let me show off... Jake, I love that bank. I talked about this a couple weeks ago. I'm just going to show this off real quick because we've literally all bought these and talked about them a million times. But I did get the X-Men Rogue and Gambit.
Yeah.
And Target put the labels
beautiful
right on the packaging, as you can see.
Make it easier.
But I'll be opening these. Now, this
beautiful
one,
toys.
Beautiful toys.
This is so
absolutely
good.
Beautiful.
Today, I received
the Sentinel. Right?
Oh, there he is. There's your Sentinel. He's being flocked.
Oh, that's, yeah.
They should put out a flocked Sentinel.
Oh, dude, don't even.
Can I, hold on. Can I call Craig out really quick?
Here we go.
For Jay, the way you have your Sentinel displayed in the case back there where you took the Detolf shelf out, I said that during last week's Toy Anxiety when we were talking about, I was like, that is probably the best way to display it.
Yeah.
Take a shelf out, put it in. Uh-huh. An hour after the show ends, Craig sends a photo of yours and says, oh, this would be a cool way to do it.
Yep.
And I was like, Craig, do you not listen when we're recording our actual show?
No.
Take all your ideas and claim them as a
Yeah, look at him. He's already like,
well, that's it for tonight. We'll see everybody.
That was your sad comment.
No. I do listen, but I'm a visual learner. I had to see it to understand it.
Oh, that's a good save.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Craig, can I go next?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah. While we're on Marvel Legends. Oh, hang on. I think I froze here.
Is that a mental picture you were painting?
I'm painting a mental picture.
I got the Spider-Man 2099 Marvel Legends in the Spider-Man retro card. And
Very cool.
He's a beautiful toy. I can't wait to rip this guy out. Because these toys, Marvel Legends rule, man. They're my favorite thing to buy, and I just need more. I want them to release more X-Men a year.
Oh,
I think we should get
Agreed.
An X-Men wave every month.
Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, another really funny favorite moment of mine from the debate was when Scott was like, now, would you agree that DC Legends is comparable as a toy line to Marvel Legends? And Mike was just like, I've bought like three of those. I've bought like 30. And then Scott was like, no!
Yeah.
Will you agree? That's 6-inch
action figures. You can't handle the truth.
It was just so awesome.
It was all talking points. Like, and just like they've got it set up.
Yeah.
Continue.
I loved it. It was great. It was great.
It was great being there watching that.
Yeah, I know.
It was awesome. by the way, Jay, major props to you for even hosting that after show. Because if I would have been like,
yes,
we're done. Time for a nap.
It was. I told you it was selfish reasons. Like, I didn't want to not like have fun. Like, I couldn't. Like, how do you go to sleep after that and not have like normal social interactions? So I was
right.
Yes.
I love that. Okay.
So therapeutically.
This came in today from Mattel Creations. It is the WWE Ultimate Sergeant Slaughter. Now, I haven't opened it yet. There is a black carded Chase variant.
Are we opening it now?
There's also a giant dent on this box, but we'll skip. So these went for, I think, $30-$40. The Chase variant is going for over $300. So will it be a blue card or a black card? I've saved this moment for right now.
Yes. So. All right.
This is where the fun begins.
Hey, this is where the fun begins. I'm going to say, Craig, I think you used up your luck with the Harrison Ford autograph.
Yeah.
But I still believe in you.
I don't need that.
I thought you had to cut it.
No, I don't need to cut it. Yeah.
Do we know the odds? Do we know the odds?
They did not release any odds, but these sold out very quickly. So
okay.
I'm going to say it definitely is.
Whoa. Oh
my God.
Wow.
By the way, this crosses multiple toy lines if you're a G.I. Joe fan, if you're a wrestling fan, or
Let's start a gambling addiction.
Yeah.
Let's start a gambling addiction. Okay.
Blind boxing.
I'm going to open this up. Should I look first and then reveal?
All right. To do it in front of everybody.
All right, here we go. That's my favorite segment.
Will
I get a black carded variant? Tim Babb did in the chat. Dun,
wow.
Da, 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 da.
Oh. Well, throw it away.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sorry, Sarge.
Not worth it.
That's okay. This thing's really cool. The packaging's super cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, very good looking.
Yeah, the packaging's great.
Good job. And I think like the way they did this blister card is you can actually take it out of the packaging without ruining the card back. It's like a snap-on.
Good job.
God, I wish they would do that with these.
Right, exactly.
Remember, Ryan, I'm glad they don't because I don't have room for all that fucking packaging.
that's a fair point because I throw my packaging away too.
But remember, they did that with the Comic-Con exclusive Egon for the first Maddie Ghostbusters.
Oh, the slimed Egon, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, oh my God, this is great. I don't have to worry about opening them. And then Scott and I was like, yeah, but for the regular releases, you're going to have to read them.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been in my... Oh, go ahead, do that.
$5 super chat for Digital Wonton, lest we forget me. There you go.
Yep.
Tony Taylor, Toku, Toy Town, who? Yeah. They're all fighting.
Wonton's in on it.
Boy.
And then one more super chat.
Go ahead. Yeah, there's another one.
For Jay to do a live unfollow of Toku, Toy Town.
Yes. Wait. Add $5 for a total block because unfollow and block. So you know it's good.
Jay, to comment on what you were saying, I do remember the, you know, you could undo the tabs of that Egon and then, yeah.
I remember because I go to Comic-Con every year, at least when it was still happening. And I remember like going in line and even because it was crazy. And I remember like I negotiated with Scott Knight because the line was too long or something like that. And he let me come in the next day or something. And I got to like go in and get those figures. But, oh, man. That was an intense, but it was so cool to finally have 6-inch Ghostbuster figures.
Like, yeah, it was amazing. And that was right around the same time that Scott was launching Masters of the Universe, which ruined the franchise.
It ruined toy collecting forever.
And started the debate.
I love that.
It did. That was the kernel right there.
Yes.
I love MOTU classics. I really do. I don't have I do understand some people have a very specific viewpoint of what Masters should be and what it shouldn't be and all that, and I respect everybody's
regarding
opinion
regarding the cartoon.
It should be fun and full of steroids. That's it.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, let's do it. Jay, do you have anything else?
I'm sorry. I think I blew my load on my last one.
Oh, so.
That's fine. We do that here.
That's an yeah. I'm like, yeah, we can say that here. It's cool. Oh, that's fun.
All right, hold on. Wait, I got. Remember the red? I don't collect Hot Wheels. I don't, but I found a Red Baron, the vintage.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Very,
very
cool.
It's like an old. It's a red line from the 60s or whatever. I found that at the flea market.
There you go.
Nice.
I don't know anything about Hot Wheels, but I know that those guys at the store looking for them are. They've got crazy.
They're weird. Oh, dude, I got 90 stories of working in a toy department. And dealing with Hot Wheels collectors, they are psychotic. But I will say this. If I see a Batmobile in the grocery store or something, yeah. I will always buy the Batmobile. It's like, oh, I got three of these, but I need this.
I get it. Certain vehicles.
Yeah. Hot Wheel collectors, what weirdos.
I wish Twitter had existed back then.
Let's cast those stones.
Yeah, let's get
there. What about your wheel collector?
You're never going to get a real Mustang.
Oh, these are for your kids, hey? You want me to protect the back for your kids?
Jake, do you have anything else?
No shame in Hot Wheels, be respected.
I got one more thing. Okay. You know, at a couple years ago, I started that Beetlejuice collection.
Yep, and I remember.
I was able to pick up something new for it. Got the snake mask.
Whoa!
Finally. Finally picked this bad boy up. This is the weirdest thing. Like, look at that.
Oh, dude.
It's very weird. This one's still
so weird.
I like
this it. Fetish party plastic. Starter kit.
Oh.
I kinda want to get another one. Wait, is this just I kinda want to get another one of these so I can wear it. Because like, look at that. This is horrible, right?
Dude, put that on our Instagram. That packaging's great.
Yeah, that Jason get Michael Keaton to sign it. You can start another signed mask project.
Yeah,
so easy to display.
Alec Baldwin, he's really approachable.
Why not? Jake shows up. She's always in Atlanta.
You could get Winona Ryder. She's very nice.
Whoa! Yeah. Hey, hold on. Apparently, I don't look through my toys good enough. This even still has the figure guide. Oh, wait, what is this?
Dude, let's all just pull out our figure guides.
A note from Canner. We make each toy with tender, loving care. Oh. If there is a problem with your toy as you receive it, please let us know. Simply describe the problem and mail that description along with your name and address, too. And then it has the address.
Dear Kenner. My Luke Skywalker face is not painted correctly. His eyes are under his nose.
The original sad comments went to that address.
No, yeah, you're like, dear Kenner, I do not like your predatory behaviors. I do not want to pay a monthly subscription.
Oh my God.
But can I mean, but you know, there's like some nice old lady in Ohio that has like all of those notes like in a box.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
100.
Oh yeah.
She's like, it's like a Titanic. She's like, I've never revealed these. The heart of the ocean.
Dude,
she's
got to get to
she's
this.
Got the original Egon's Lab prototype in a box.
Oh, shut up.
And Kevin Bacon's there is like, do you think it's the real you think it's the real Egon's Lab?
Kevin Bacon?
Yeah. It's like Titanic. He's like, we're trying to figure out if she's got the real Egon's Lab.
It's not Kevin Bacon.
Billy Zane, right? And Billy Zane's like, no, don't Kevin throw that
Bacon.
In there.
Not Kevin Bacon.
God,
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton.
No, in my story,
all sorts of neat stuff like that.
In my story, it's Kevin Bacon.
Ben Stiller comes out. I'm in the movie too.
All right, I screwed up my reference. Okay,
no,
I've got it. I've got two quick things, and we can move on.
Respect for Bill Paxton.
I got my Power of the Force Black Series Han Solo figure in.
Boo.
Hey,
it's not buff.
It's not buff. And this is the first time.
I have roided them.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I want steroids in my Star Wars as well.
Yeah. Flared out muscles.
Star Wars.
More flair.
I don't. Who cares? It's another Han Solo toy.
That's great. I love when you just stop caring.
Hey, spoiler alert. Remember that time he died in The Force Awakens and then that lady who was George Lucas's ex-wife like went to the parking lot and cried about it or something. Remember that?
Whoa.
See, did you guys hear about that this
week?
No,
please tell me that.
Oh, we heard.
Jake's doing ASMR over there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Summoning the Kurt.
No. George Lucas's ex-wife has written a memoir called My Husband the Stormtrooper. No. She wrote a memoir, and in it she said that she hated the prequels, and after she saw The Phantom Menace, she literally went out and cried.
Like me.
And then she said Kathleen Kennedy has no idea what she's doing. So there she goes.
Shots are fired.
I've got one last thing.
Let's see it.
This is the Infinity Saga Surtur from Thor Ragnarok.
That's cute.
Marvel legend.
Is that the thing you spent $70 on?
It was like $60. It was way too much.
That's the thing that has Chris Hemsworth all chained up.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how his knees
Dude,
are.
Dude, you need to get a Statue of Liberty for it to hit on.
I don't know if they've gotten that far in What If.
I haven't watched any of it.
Shit, no. Sorry. Midnight Mass
It's already been a week, you guys. How long can I hold this in?
Hey, man.
All right.
I got to catch up on Visions, too.
It was a good episode.
By the way, great weekly pickups. That was great.
Good job.
Jay, we're at the hour mark. Do you have a few more minutes to hang?
This means Abby.
Absolutely. Again, my wife podcasts like midnight, so.
All right, cool. Abby's taking her hour break.
Very normal. I'll be back.
Yeah.
So she's gone. We can finally talk about guy stuff, so.
Sports, eh?
Yeah, sports.
But them ball games. I'm a baseball fan. I do like sports.
Oh, I'm a huge sports fan. I play golf, so. I didn't say I could play. I just said I do play.
Guys, we got to stop before Jake walks out next.
Jay, let me. Yes. I didn't really get to this earlier. I did want to kind of hear about this. When did you start Geek Dad Life? What was the thought process behind that? How are you doing? How's it going? I mean, you're growing. You've got a lot of subscribers. I've seen a ton of your videos. People talk about you all the time. I've seen a lot of people this week say they really like you and they really like us. Maybe we have some synergy. Mm-hmm. So you're doing something right. So tell us about it.
Yeah. Like I started a couple years ago. Actually, I think my 2-year anniversary is coming up. But really, it was born out. So I started a podcast about Lost in 2005. So I've been podcasting for a very long time. And the Lost show became like a pretty big show back in the day when Lost was a thing. And
what was it called?
The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. That was our show.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
But, so that show, yeah. So like it became pretty big, made friends with Damon and Carlton, a lot of the actors and stuff like that, you know, amazing stuff. And so I've done TV podcasting forever. And then eventually I got really, you do anything for a long, it was like 15 years or something like that. So I wanted to try something different. And I've been a toy collector and a toy geek my whole life. And but it was always podcasting and doing YouTube. So let me try and do this thing. Just kind of like, let's see, doing something that's maybe more focused on geeky toy collecting or arcade games or whatever. I like being creative.
Yeah. Well, you're killing.
Right, I'm going to put you on the spot. What is the best multiplayer arcade game from the 90s? There's only one answer.
Multiplayer?
Yeah, man. Multiplayer side scroller.
Oh, like X-Men, the arcade game?
There you go. Best answer.
All right. Well, because we've been vibing really well, and I didn't want to screw
yeah. Ryan basically was like, what is the best 90s, based on an animated series, side-scrolling, multiplayer, Marvel, Wolverine's in it.
Yeah. Do you want to do karate in the basement? Who happens to be Australian, based off a pilot that never aired but came out on VHS.
That tape, man. Can't that go. Tape, like, that was a big tape. Was it the Pride of the X-Men?
Pride of the X-Men.
The X-Men, yeah, that was a good tape. And then, because I was brown and yellow Wolverine better. But then when Hugh Jackman was cast, I was like, "See's Australian."
Yeah. I was, as a Canadian, I was so offended. But then at the same time, I couldn't stop quoting it. So it's always like, "She's just a kid," you know? He's like throwing out claws and... Colossus is great in that too. It's like, Blob, I fight you, right? And it's just, oh fuck, it's such a good cartoon. I really wish that one took off.
Yeah, I'm so intrigued by this Lost podcast.
Me
by
too.
The way. This
also,
is great. I'm going back and listening from the beginning.
I'm gonna listen. But addressing the chat, Zuckus, for Lambda Zuckus says TMNT or X-Men relating to the
The TMNT.
TMNT is really good.
TMNT. I have the arcade one up. TMNT. That was one of the first videos I did. Was getting that. Yeah. Like to me, that was. I mean, they both were kind of like. I feel like the X-Men one. I enjoyed the. Was there's like a 5 or 6 player one too? Wasn't
there's
like
a 6 player comic? One? Yeah, with 2 screens.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all those were. But again, having like the arcade one up one with the TMNT, it's kind of boring after a while because it's just meant to get you to take quarters, and if you just replay, it's just like, oh, I guess. The stress is kind of gone because
right. Yeah, it takes.
Yeah, when you're at Pizza Hut, like when you're like 6 when years you're old in New Jersey, you just keep feeding quarters. It's really fun.
Well, it's predatory, right? So that's what it comes down to.
Jay, for anybody who doesn't know your channel, they can follow you at Geek Dad Life. And I have a feeling this is the origins of a beautiful friendship, mm-hmm. or we're all going to hate each other. So mm-hmm. one of those things is going to happen.
Some point, yeah.
It's we're all getting bunk beds.
Well, either way, it's going to be great.
Either way, at yes. some point, Toy Guru is going to host the debate between us. but it's going to be me on one screen, Jay on the other, in the middle, just a blank screen, and just you just hear Scott's voice, and that's
oh my god,
or you kind of hear his voice,
right?
Yeah.
Can I just say, just for you all, I think you put out great content. If I saw Slimer as one of the great contributions for decades.
Slimer saw a man.
Hey,
I forgot that existed.
Finally, you could tell 2020 was a weird year.
Hey, quarantine man.
It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, thank
Top
you.
Wow,
the internet I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Big fan of what you all do, and keep at it. And I'm a fan and really honored to hang out with
oh,
you all.
Oh man, we appreciate it. Yeah, we
appreciate
yeah,
it. Man.
Thank you.
We have a ton of fun, and like, listen, as Ghostbusters fans, the next couple months are just going to be I contemplated making a video, the top five most important things that have happened to Ghostbusters fans since 1989. But I probably won't do that. But I had the idea, and that's kind of half the
point. I like that.
Good idea.
Yeah, it's
for me,
one.
It's like finding film. Extreme Ghostbusters at my local Target. I saw them on an end cap, and I was like, oh, it's happening.
It's
really
back. Mm-hmm. They're back. Mm-hmm.
And then like that moment of being on the internet for the first time reading Ghostbusters 3 rumors. Like, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
We'll do it. Krispy Kreme did their donut campaign. That was a huge deal. It had been
actually,
so
I
quiet
liked that
in the world of Ghostbusters. I know.
I wish we'd do it every year, and I'm so thankful for X Entertainment Dinosaur Dracula because I'm pretty sure he has those still in his fridge and brings them out.
Yeah, I think he does. Yeah,
he's great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so here's the one thing: there wasn't really that much news this week, and we already talked about George Lucas. So the only other thing I really kind of wanted to touch on, unless you guys had anything else, was these. Super 7 2001 Ultimates, which was kind of, I don't know, really out of left field. Jake, this is not a Kubrick movie that I've seen it, of course, but it's not in my like top tier. I know that's blasphemous, but I know you're a fan. So how do you feel about these figures? Is this something you're going to get into?
I'm probably not going to pick them up, but I do really enjoy this movie. It was weird seeing Super 7, you know, do live action figures because like up till now we've just been seeing cartoons and I was wondering what these were going to look like, and they kind of look more like reaction figures than what I would think Ultimates would look like. I was looking at the comments today on their page, and somebody had commented and said, I forget the name now, but whoever I guess is in charge of what Super 7 puts out, somebody was, I think his name is Brian.
Oh, Brian Flynn. Yeah.
Brian. Okay. So somebody left a comment that was like, I guess Brian just makes toys of whatever he personally wants now. And Brian commented back and he was like, yeah, wouldn't you?
Yeah. It's my toy company.
Yeah. He's like, wouldn't you do that? So I do think they look cool.
Packaging's
awesome.
I do
really like this movie. Mm. Yeah, the packaging's cool. I do really like this movie. What gets me excited about this is maybe the possibility of them doing more live action films, maybe other Kubrick movies. If they did Ultimates of The Shining, that would be amazing. You know,
I could feel that coming, Jake. I was like, waiting, like he's gonna mention The Shining, and it's gonna give me goosebumps.
Well,
when he
said it, sure.
You didn't disappoint.
Mm-hmm. Well. I think it's really cool. I'm not going to be getting these, but I'm glad they exist because there's, you know, somebody out there is very excited about it.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, man. There's no mashed potatoes, though. Makes me kind of mad.
Stop it. Jay, what were you saying?
You always do that.
Super 7 is putting out a lot of great stuff, but do you get just a little bit more angry each time they unveil some type of new product and it isn't the real Ghostbusters?
Well, yeah. I punch the wall.
We get angry.
That's why we have shelves here so that we can, like, these are all, like, drywall punches for every time Super 7 announces something or NECA announces something that's not Ghostbusters. So
hey, and then... You know. And also, I you know what makes me more mad? Anytime someone goes, I wish Diamond Select would keep making their real Ghostbusters figures. And they do it in that voice.
Sometimes I'm excited, though, whenever Super 7 unveils something that I don't want. Because when it's like four Ultimates, they're like $62 a piece. And it's like, okay, good. I just dodged another $250 bullet.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's literally what Super 7 is. It's Brian Flynn on the West Coast with a gun shooting $250 bullets at collectors.
Yeah.
I kind of hope they do Hulk Hogan's Rock and Roll Wrestling Ultimate figures.
Sure, why
That's
not?
That's what I want.
Actually, that would be really cool.
That'd be cool, but I think you can breathe easy on that one, right?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people are like, you know what? We need to get in the Hulk Hogan business.
Oh,
yeah.
No, that's a big no.
That's me, boss. You know what? For a hot second, I forgot Hulk Hogan was garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
I just do a plane ride from hell toy line.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God.
Jay, what? Before we move on to sad comments or anything like that, I do have interest. What modern toy lines do you collect? I mean, I know you dabble with Origins, Marvel Legends. Are you a completist on anything, or you just kind of pick and choose what you like?
No, I think the only thing that I've kind of... Well, Origins, somehow I've become a completist just because I've gotten everything, but I haven't committed to that. And then Super 7 TMNT Ultimates. Yep. I've started down that dark path.
It's dark. And it's very dark.
Mm-hmm. Beware.
To your point, like, it's just so expensive, but the first two waves blew me away. The third wave is kind of a meh. I talked about it on my show, but again, it's just, it's like, I was a subscriber to Motu Classics when it was going on all the way through to the end, and it feels like the same way I felt with those, with the TMNT Ultimates.
Right.
If they ever do Super 7 real Ghostbusters, I would die. I don't think I could handle it, to be completely honest.
No, I agree. And like, honestly, I think like Super 7 TMNT might be the kind of thing where 10 years from now, we're looking at these figures being $200-$300 a piece, just like Motu. Unless they commit to keep re-releasing the original four guys, which they might, because there's value in that for the collector to be able to go back.
Well, they did that recently.
Yeah, they did one re-release of them, and then
With the
go ahead. Sorry,
I was just saying, like, they can do whatever they want. They can be like, okay, real Ghostbusters, we're gonna do it for so long. It doesn't have to be. I don't know. They can just start it and end it with all these things whenever they want to. So
right. Yeah, I think there's 25 to 30 figures you could easily do with real Ghostbusters.
Well, I just want to see updated sculpts on some of those old ghosts, right? Like Bazooka and Bad to the Bone and stuff like that. And I think those would just be wild. Like even or the Granny Gross, like an ultimate Granny Gross would be like insane.
There she is.
There it is.
I have her with me always. She's on
always with me as always.
Like, cause she's iconic.
Right. Ever since you saw that portrait of her in the firehouse, you're like, she's special. She's
important. What though? As much as I would like, you know, I like what Super 7's doing with the updated TMNT figures. But if I absolutely had to have my way, I'd want an animated series line because we've just never really gotten it. Mm-hmm. I would want, you know, all those ghosts. We've talked about it a million times.
Yeah.
It is the white whale. It is the unicorn, whatever you want to call it, of Ghostbusters.
It's the Unicron Unity.
Yes. I want my name on it.
So what else, guys? Should we get to sad comments? Should we? I don't have any. Like, it really was a slow news week, so I think we can kind of, like, you know, get near the end. Jay, we appreciate
Didn't we just
you.
Do one big sad comment on
yeah,
Sunday?
Yeah, that's what Zuckus said. Oh, yeah. Sad comments should
it was
call
the saddest
the debate.
Of the
reach chats, yeah.
I guess I should get a couple plugs out of the way. Abigail, will you tell everybody about group therapy?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're not already part of it, we have a small closed group on Facebook called Yes Have Some Podcast Group Therapy.
Yes, that's what it's called.
And if you search for it on Facebook, you'll find it, and you can ask to join our group, and one of us... We'll, except for Jay, probably not, we'll probably accept you. And once you're in the group, you can post content that's like related to our podcast and to Toy Anxiety and hang out with a bunch of cool people who are non-judgmental, and it's a safe space. And we don't post memes because
no memes.
We keep it quality. Yeah. That's it.
It's a memeless group.
It's a memeless society. It's fantastic.
And then Jay, go ahead and plug... Geek Dad Life. Let us know what you're doing and where we can go find it.
Yeah, my tagline is an 80s and 90s kid that grew up to be a geek dad. So it's just, you know, sharing the things I think we all love. I'm a toy collector kind of first and foremost. But I also have two young boys that I kind of get to like relive all of those things that we got to have as a kid. And
What is their age bracket and what are they into? Because I'm always interested because I don't have kids. Do kids play with toys? This is a discussion we've had all the time. Do they like toys?
They do. And it's kind of neat, like, because I have a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old. And the 7-year-old is into a lot of things that I like, Minecraft and stuff. But he also loves He-Man and Jurassic Park. But then the 3-year-old obsessed with Ghostbusters. And so they have like their own personality.
The
own
one that's just, you know, still developing and isn't forming full sentences yet loves Ghostbusters.
He's in a lot of my videos because he is obsessed. And so, you know, he has his own Firehouse play set and then the Kenner Classics figures. And he's had like every, you know, again, having a collector dad means my kids are spoiled with.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if I could grow up in a house with a complete Eternia and USS flag, I'd probably work next to the CEO of UPS by now. Like, I don't know. Like,
oh my God.
Deep cut.
I would like to have Michael on Toy Anxiety. I don't know if he'd want to. I think it'd be fun to talk to. I like them. I like all those guys. I have no problem with any of them.
Like, we started a toy show in Raleigh, John and I, and we had a couple toy YouTubers come out. Dan Larson. We were going to have Pixel Dan come out, and Michael French was out. And one of the kindest, like, he has his online persona, which is kind of persnickety or cantankerous, but in real life, super kind person. So like, to your point, like, is it an act? I don't know. But I hope he's okay.
I think he's great. I think he loves it.
It's all very much like love wrestling. It.
Dude, he's got almost 100,000 YouTube subscribers. He's got his fan base. Right. That's, you know, yeah.
He's doing all right.
Now I know from Four Lob to Zuckus is like, I disagree. But we'll
it is legit.
Remember Four Lob to Zuckus. Anyways, I'm not gonna love your stuff from Four Lob to
Zuckus. Oh yeah,
he's a good friend of ours, Jake.
Loving it up here.
He's
another legend right there. That's another toy legend for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is a toy legend. You know, and he's from the Pacific Northwest, and a lot of people say they spot him in the woods and like,
oh wow.
They don't know if it's really him or
he's a Disney droid celebrity.
He is.
Yes.
A DDC. That's what he is.
And if you want to watch him talking with Ryan and I, you can watch the last episode of The Bad Bitches. Which
on our YouTube channel.
He was on, so you know, check it out.
So, and I want to know more about this toy show. When is it happening? Because we come up to Raleigh every now and again.
Well, we're hoping it kind of got derailed by the pandemic, but hopefully we're shooting for a spring of next year. So okay. nctoycon.com. We haven't done anything again since the pandemic, but
right.
We hope to kind of get it back online. Before, we had one in 2020 that was supposed to happen. We were going to have Dan Larson again, Pixel Dan, and Michael French. I don't know if that would fly for 2021, but you all are more than welcome.
We'd love to.
Yeah, my brother lives in Raleigh, so we're very familiar with
him. It's my old style. I gotta get with John and figure. I need him to like. It feels like I'm Daniel Faraday, and my memories are all crazy.
You need to find your constant.
John's my constant.
And I need him there every time.
You stay in Raleigh, and then you become like BFS with John, and then you start a toy show and podcast with him.
Yes. Whoa, sideways Jack has a son.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa, boy.
You could be me.
Unbelievable.
Some flash forward episodes.
Wow.
We have to go back. This is how I feel like every time I go to Target and don't buy a toy, and then I get to the parking lot, I look back, I'm like, we have to go back.
We have to go back.
We have to go back. By the way, none of this is an act. I was on the phone with Ryan this morning for 45 minutes, and I called him, and I was like, listen, I know it's the middle of your workday, but I think I figured out how to fix Hasbro Star Wars. Will you listen to me? And I went on.
I did for 40 minutes.
And I went on and on and on, and you were just like, dude, you're right.
Dude,
it's true. It's true. I was just like, he just went like this, and I blew the smoke, and it was it was great. What? It was great.
I don't even know what that means. All right, let's get to.
Can we mute Ryan, please?
I like it.
Let's get to sad comments. By the way, the chat on fire tonight. Lots of people watching. Yes, thank you guys for joining us. Obviously, if this is your first time, Toy Anxiety every Tuesday night at 9:30. You can also find Toy Anxiety on its own podcast feed if you prefer to listen to toys instead of seeing them. There are people who are only podcast audio listeners. That's the way they take it in, and I respect that.
I listen to my toys.
Jake, Ryan, did you find sad comments this week?
I got like five. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good to go.
Ryan?
No, I did not.
Oh my God. It's a solo week.
Hey, listen.
It's all me.
Jake's on this, man, and he's got this. He's good.
He is the master of ceremonies.
So, I can do a quote.
To refresh everybody,
okay.
What we do is we scour the internet. We go to Instagram. We go to Facebook. We go to YouTube. We find the latest commentary from the toy community. We find the most rational, level-headed, mindful responses, and we read them for our audience. Jake, are you ready?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Here we go. All right. Now, where is comment one coming from?
This was a Hasbro comment, and this was on that new the new Star Wars Black Series. I'm not familiar. I don't know who he is. The white stormtrooper looking.
Oh,
dude,
the new trooper.
The Republic Commander.
Yeah, the gaming great trooper. Yeah.
It was on that guy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm sure this is going to be a well thought out.
It's
well reasoned.
All right, here we go.
This figure is a new low for Hasbro. And stuff like this is what's making me and many other collectors lose interest in this hobby. But people will still buy like two each of this guy, making Hasbro gain a profit, so they will make even worse figures in the future. It's disappointing, and it sucks to see one of your favorite hobbies start to die like this.
Wait, this guy... This guy thinks that's the beginning of the end of the toy industry. Like, it started long before
Toys R Us closed, bro.
Yeah, long before the gaming greats update. All right, well, we got another one. Where's number two coming from here?
Oh, you know what? This is a fun one. It's very short, and I'm gonna call this person out when we're done because we all know this person.
All right,
This was on The Floosh, which is like a Facebook, and it's about the George Lucas figure.
Okay, Floosh, lots of great content from The Floosh.
Yeah. Excellent. His directing is as good as a stormtrooper's aim.
That's pretty good, though.
Who said that?
Dan Harshman.
Oh my god.
The Ghostbusters Virginia Dan Harshman.
God.
I'm gonna hold my Anakin. You should don't listen.
The positivity only goes so far.
Yeah. All right, Dan. Dan made his way to sad comments, which by the way, not many personal friends have made their way to this segment, so that's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Just another notch on the old
belt, Craig. It's okay to say belt.
No, I'm just thinking about, you know, all
the notches we've had along the way.
All the notches.
I don't know what's going on. Jay, thanks for hanging out for this nonsense.
Yes.
This is from NECA, and it is one of the thousands of comments that they get on every single post about the Chucky and Tiffany dolls.
Oh, yes. These are my favorite, this saga.
This is just a weird one. All right. Okay, here we go. Are any of these updates going to be about the Chucky and Tiffany dolls? because the last post about them said that updates were coming. And also, the last post didn't count as an update. and you haven't updated us since you posted it.
Is that an opinion or a fact?
I have a theory.
That's just a weird... To me, it feels like they forgot that they had typed the first half. They say the word update so many times.
I have a theory. I think that this is the spirit of Tiffany commenting,
yes,
waiting to possess the doll once it comes out.
Yeah,
people have been waiting for those dolls for a long time.
People are freaking out. We should say, though, this was on something, talking about news here real quick. NECA did announce that every day in October, they have a reveal happening.
Yeah, it's going to be
every
huge
day of October.
That makes sense. So that should be that what was happens. What,
that's what this was on.
That's exciting, though.
Let me make up my
30
own.
30 days of
ready,
monsters.
Ready for this? Yeah, ready for this?
Do your own Tiffany.
I'm just making up
do
my own sad.
Do it from the Chucky
my
Club.
Own sad comment on NECA. Ready? This is ridiculous, because you always got to start out with that.
Yes.
This is ridiculous. You promised 31 days of reveals, and you still can't give us a Crispin Glover, George McFly figure. Are you even trying? Are you reaching out? You're telling me he doesn't like money? Because I assure you, there is money to be made in the George
Hashtag
McFly
fact.
Business. All right, I just wanted to do that. Okay, Jake, you got a couple more?
Good job.
I got two more, and this one I gave you guys a preview of earlier because I was
I think this is an all-timer. This is a good
you
one.
You think this is an all-timer? Okay, well, let's do it.
Buckle your safety
Should
belt,
I save
kid.
This for last?
Buckle the fuck up.
Yeah, just do it now. It's fun.
Put my
all right.
suspenders on.
This is on NECA's post. I was robbed today. All of my NECA stuff gone. But was just told a bit ago that my brother's girlfriend broke up with him and is now dating his brother. So I guess I can't complain too much.
Oh my God.
I would ask NECA. NECA for maybe a free gift. But I think my brother needs it a little more.
Oh my God.
Sharing is caring.
All right. Do we think he really has a brother?
Forget the fact.
Isn't he the brother?
Yeah, he's the brother.
Yeah, he is not. He says
somebody. Hold on, though. Somebody commented on this post and said, "Does that mean it's you?" And he commented, and he was like, "Excuse me, I'm allowed to have more than one brother."
Oh.
Wow.
What is the what is the
can
correlation?
Can we get him on the show?
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah,
hold
I
on.
Think
Jerry.
Right.
Just get them all on.
What is the correlation between... I'm trying to figure out... Let's assume everything he said is true. Let's assume that his home was robbed. They did what every robber does, and they go straight for the NECA figures.
Mm-hmm.
They flip the mattresses. They steal your NECA turtles. They comment on how bad April's knees are. The whole...
Preach!
You know how robbers are. You know how home robbers are.
I don't want to take this because
let's assume
of her
that happened. How does that connect to the fact that his brother's ex-girlfriend is now dating his other brother? And why would any of this entitle them to free toys from NECA?
To free stuff. Yeah.
It's an interesting quandary that we're having.
Yeah. I want to see the DuckTales episode where the Beagle Boys break in and just take his collectibles.
Hey, real quick, I want to say in the chat, Ray Cameron says in quotes, "I was frozen today," and that's exactly what I was doing. I said I was robbed.
I was robbed. Jay, are you enjoying your first sit down in sad comments? Is this enjoyable?
This is my favorite. This is the best thing on the internet.
It's the best. Are we all enjoying my suspenders?
Thank you.
Wow.
Are you wearing that? Did you just put those on?
No. I'm wearing one on
Do
each shoulder.
Do you have your special shorts?
In a bottle of ketchup. I need the whole bottle.
No. All right. We got one more sad comment. And then
I got one more.
We will. We'll
Thank you, Christina. I know you're watching. Hi.
One more. This was also on the commando.
The what?
Commando.
Oh, the Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah. I was thinking NECA, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Commando. And I was like, they're not re-releasing that. They don't even have the likeness rights to Arnold Schwarzenegger anymore. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Well, we really can't complain. we literally let all of the big YouTubers get away by saying, we already have a commando body from Hunter, and it's just a simple repaint. And no one got on anyone by disagreeing with them. And Hasbro just listens to them.
That's how it is. Thank
That's
you,
how I got my wow. Shadow Cat.
Thank you, thank
all
you.
The big YouTubers.
Can I do a comment in response to that?
Go for it.
Play the music.
You want the music?
Yeah, I was gonna do a quote.
Abby, dude, a little improv.
Let me
here.
Do it. Let me do it.
All right, I just gotta find the music here.
Go Gardner, go Gardner, go.
In response to Jake, yeah, don't overhype it.
Yeah.
Oh. Too late.
Why don't you just go cry into your glow worm?
Nice.
Thank you.
I just like any of those comments that blame YouTubers for
right,
things.
Yeah, right. Exactly. We know how these toys are made. Hasbro says we should make
Must
this.
Be nice.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Don't shit on my free cereal.
Hasbro says, guys, we got to make a new Black Series figure. Well, I'm going to do my market research by watching all the YouTubers and see what they think we should do about
it. Nobody cares.
What does
Smith think?
Who are these big... Now, I'm not that familiar. I'm sure there's plenty of big Star Wars channels where these discussions are happening. But that's not... I watch Geek Dad Life. I watch Pixel Dan. I watch Dan Larson. And I watch our stuff because I like us. I don't know what that makes me. But I don't think that's how Hasbro's producing their toys. But if it is, then I'm wrong. Okay. This was fun. Jay, thank you so much for joining us. Geek Dad Life on YouTube. Are you going to be tuning in for PulseCon and praying for more Ghostbusters Plasma Series figures or anything of that nature?
But last year's PulseCon was such a disappointment and a tease that I
what, the Ghostbusters segment?
Yeah, remember, because like we only got the Ghost Popper.
It was the Ghost. Right?
Oh, bro, are we talking about Pam?
Pam was
and then, right, the,
Pam
and then the we had to like shoot at the Stay Puft or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. We had Proton yes. streams, but we had to hashtag it.
Yeah,
that's how the, that's how they do it in the new movie. Oh no, a ghost! Load them up, boys! Get out your hashtags.
It's just with their phone.
Yeah.
They shoot hashtags.
Hashtag, you're going down, Slimer.
Yeah,
that's hey,
I'm gonna check my PKE app.
Oh my god.
Ray, this is huge. I'm getting 2.3 on the iPhone 12.
Oh my god.
Jay, we thank you. Yeah. We thank you for hanging out. Thank you to
hang on, can I say one quick thing? Quick shout out.
Please mm-hmm. do. Please do.
Tomorrow is Wednesday, which is New Comic Book Day. Also comes out is the new Diamond Distributor previews. In there, you can order John Yerkeba's first Beast Wars cover that he is doing for the comic book.
Way to go,
which
John.
Which is amazing. So everyone, please contact your local comic store. Ask for that cover. Get them ordered in. Show IDW that John should be doing every cover for every book and have him write something, have him do interiors. Let's show that company and let's show Diamond that John is that we love him and that he's worth doing comics full time. So let's
call IDW.
Badass.
I'm going to share the image right now.
Yeah.
So everybody knows what we're talking about. John Yerkeba is one of our best friends in the world. He's done tons of content with us. He's a hardworking artist, and he is now going to be officially working with IDW, and he's doing the B variant. I think it's the B variant. Yeah, cover B, Transformers Beast Wars, available now for pre-order, and it's just amazing. Like seeing your friends do awesome stuff. There's really nothing better
the best.
Than that. So
I hate Transformers. I'm buying the shit out of this.
Yes.
I was literally about to say I hate that John's making me buy Transformers stuff.
Not a big
gateway drug.
No, I won't be buying it. I just want to put that out there.
Stop.
No, Craig's like, I'll buy it, but I'm not gonna read it.
Oh, for sure not reading it.
That's a definite. We all knew that.
Actually, I'm going to buy it and just tear the cover off.
Oh, my God.
toss the rest.
I'm going to frame it, but I'm going to cover the Transformers title.
Yeah, I'm going to write my own thing. Fun pictures.
Yeah.
Craig's going to draw his own Beast War.
Jay, what were you saying?
They just have John sign his name over the Transformers.
Yes, exactly. That's what we're going to do. Yeah. Now, yeah. we're absolutely super proud and stoked for John. So, Ryan.
Yeah, speaking of seeing your friends do awesome things, Craig, it was cool seeing you on the after show last night. Or was it last night?
I think it was like 5 days ago.
Sunday night.
A long time ago. It was a week ago. Last night.
Yes, that was so much fun. Jay, thank you for having me on. That was really cool. Yeah. And shout out to Matt Hatter. He's great. Like it was a fun group. It really was. And I'm going to have to talk to John and figure out my history and where we crossed paths, because that's so...
He was like, I know him. That has to be him.
How? The fact that I made an impression on somebody...
And he was really nice. Like
we
exchanged texts.
That's positive.
We texted. We
exchanged texts. Like you guys were like kind of friends. I think.
Dude,
I love him. He's my best friend.
Yeah. He's a Raleigh friend.
I want to talk to him about Motu Classics. That's great.
I want to talk about the Raleigh flea market.
Yeah, we're gonna have
and
some
all
fun.
The good food. They
have. Yak Face started a live video. We should watch this.
Okay.
I'm gonna leak the next 6 months of Hasbro toys. Welcome to Yak Face. That guy does not give a. That is somebody who does not shill to Hasbro. He will leak everything they have. Mm-hmm. He does his own PulseCon like 2 weeks before PulseCon. all right. Jake, I'm going to go to you. Final thoughts, and we're going to call this a night.
Final thoughts. Just buy a toy. I don't know. There's not a better final thoughts than that. Craig, I'm glad that you're buying Marvel Legends. That makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I like seeing all of Jay, your toys. It's just buy more. That's
just
it.
Buy more.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Yes.
Abigail.
Thank you for showing us your collection, Jay, and for turning the camera around so we could all Google and stare.
Google. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Yeah. Oh, he's got the Police Academy headquarters.
Ogle? Is that it? Yeah, it was awesome. That was a special
taking my
moment.
Shirt off.
Yeah, oh, we're all man. Doing that. We're doing whatever we want.
I'm not going to say what I want to say, but
I'm also in the same boat. I'm censoring myself.
Censoring.
But I'm pretty sure Craig and I are on the same page here.
I'll tell you what my first thought was when I see the USS flag or whatever is like, I would put a Godzilla and a King Kong toy on that.
I did.
Sitting here like, what figure? Yeah, there you go.
On my Instagram, I took a picture of it. It's on there.
Oh, shit.
Maya.
All right, you're in the family.
All right, I'm not going to say it. All right, everybody. We'll see.